If we haven't mentioned the gentry, when we were young, the gentry were people who lived in the big houses, and they employed housekeepers, washers up, gardeners, and they basically sort of were the backbone of the village.
I say my aunt was in service at Chetwynd.
Some of my aunties worked at Tyne Hall, which is down past Ducie.
Yeah, there were loads of locals employed in these big houses, cooks.
Some of these had as many as four gardeners, because they had big gardens. And perhaps they had a scullery maid and upstairs maid and what have you. There was also, I can't think of the name of the place now, down Ducie. Hillgrove. At one time there was a family called the Mortons who lived in Benbridge. They lived at Eastcliff. I'm talking from the 1920s onwards now, 1820s onwards. And they had seven children. Six of them were daughters. And at one time, every daughter had a house in Ducie Avenue, which was a sort of premier avenue in the village, wasn't it? And their only son was killed in the First World War. And they basically opened up Benbridge from the 1820s onwards. They had, what's the big hotel down at the old Benbridge Hotel built in the 1820s to encourage people to come to Benbridge. And then all Benbridge was a collection of hamlets. There was Lane End, there was Fourlands, there was Hillway, there was the village and the Point area. In the middle there was nothing. Just two houses, I think. That's all there was in the middle of them. But basically it was an island, almost an island in those days as well. You still had to come to Benbridge through Yarbridge. And slowly the village developed, brought people in. When they reclaimed the harbour in the 1880s, they had a big hotel built, and they bought the railway and the ferry boat. Rich people started to come to the village for the sailing. We had a sailing club that started, and the golf, which is on the Dubber. And basically it's always been a playhouse for rich people. And so it remains today, basically.
It is.